episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Today, we're going into a topic that's kind of current as of this moment. We are recording this in April of 2026, and we are just coming off of some really cool space exploration missions that are just getting going. So we're going to be doing space exploration trivia. Lad, what are your ability to answer these questions here? How are you with the space exploration trivia?
9 out of 15.
You think 9? Okay. All right. So he's fairly confident in himself.
Or five.
So 9 or 5. So okay or bad.
5 to 9. 5 to 9.
Okay. All right, folks. Well, if you're just joining us for the first time or for the 106th time, we just want to talk a little bit about how our podcast works. We've got 15 questions of space exploration trivia coming your way. Each round of 5 questions, the questions will get tougher. So this very first round, it's the easiest questions we have to offer on the topic. Most people at home or in the car are going to be able to answer these. We call this round...
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. So here we go. Question number 1. Which planet is known as the Red Planet?
Mars.
Is correct. Do you know why it's the red planet?
Because it's red.
Yep. Do you know why it's red?
Well, why is Neptune blue?
Well, you're asking a question with a question. We don't do that here. So the answer to why Mars is red. So Mars' surface is covered in what's called iron oxide. And that's like the same thing that would make like your bike rusty or stuff like that. Metal furniture that sits outside gets rusty. It oxidizes the iron and it makes rust.
Didn't we send a rover out there?
Mm-hmm. And that's how we know that. Question number 2. Who was the first person to walk on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
Is correct. Do you remember his famous saying that he said when he was on the moon?
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Yep, very good. Yep, they did all kinds of fun stuff up on the moon.
They played golf.
Mm-hmm. Could hit the ball a long way up in space. Question number 3. What is the name of the force that keeps us on the ground and pulls things towards Earth?
Gravity
is correct.
Thank you, Isaac.
Isaac who?
Newton.
Oh, Isaac Newton. Yeah, that's right.
Duh.
I knew that. So, on the moon, is gravity stronger or weaker?
It's weaker,
yeah. So, that's why when they say videos of people on the moon... they look like they're what? Like
floating.
Like floating, yeah. Like so on the moon, you can jump 6 times higher than you can on Earth.
Because it's 6 times smaller than the Earth.
I don't know if that's true.
I learned it in science.
Is it? Oh, well.
If I learned it in science, then it's true.
Maybe that's the case. I guess it
depends on how many times smaller it is from like Earth.
Okay. Well, I would like you to independently fact check the lad before you take that as a fact. I learned it in school. But yeah.
It's like it's a state curriculum.
If you
really think that's wrong.
It feels like it could be true, but I'm not taking the time to fact check it right now. And so, yes. Question number 4. Which planet is famous for its bright, beautiful rings?
Saturn
is correct.
It's basically just rocks.
Yeah, so it is billions of chunks of ice and rock that are small as like a grain of sand, but there's just so many of them that they make up the rings. Pretty cool. Question 5. What do we call a group of stars that form a pattern or picture in the sky, like Orion or the Big Dipper?
Constellations.
Constellations is correct.
I think I've seen Orion every night of winter.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had a couple good clear nights in winter. Orion's probably my favorite. You can find the belt, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you find the legs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find like the head.
So there are officially 88 recognized constellations. That seems like a lot, doesn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know like 3.
I really want to see Ursa Major.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I know what Ursa Major sound like. I know the name, but I don't know what Ursa Major looks like. So I'd have to
dig in. Native Americans say like a tail, because it was like, I also learned this in science.
Oh, here we go.
It was like Native Americans, like, and their culture, it was a really big bear with a long tail.
Okay. Yep. Now, sailors, do you know that the sailors used the constellations as a map to find their way across the ocean?
They also used the North Star, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the North Star being part of the constellations, yeah. Which makes sense. Yeah. And that's going to do it for the, not the mind mover, the trivia tot round. Emmett's 5 for 5 and doing great. Hopefully you are doing just as well at home or in the car. But now, folks, the questions are about to get more difficult. We call this round
the Mind Movers.
The Mind Mover round. So here we go. Question number 6. What does NASA stand for?
National Astronomical Science Association.
Oh, that is a great answer. I love it. Incorrect.
No!
An incorrect, but a great answer. The acronym NASA stands for National Aeronautics and Space Administration. You were really close.
I got National and Association.
What, did you get space too?
No.
You didn't say space. What did you say?
National Astronomy Science.
Oh, science. Oh, okay. Yeah, you were pretty close, man. I liked your answer. Question 7. What is the name of the giant laboratory that orbits the Earth where astronauts live?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. The answer we are looking for is the International Space Station.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah, the International Space Station is in orbit around the Earth, and it's kind of used as a means of being like a checkpoint for different space missions and doing all kinds of different research up in space. Do you know how big the International Space Station is?
I mean, it's not that big.
So the International Space Station, it's kind of crazy. I didn't realize it was this big. It is roughly the size of a football field.
Wow.
Like, you don't think of the International Space Station being that big. Like, you think it's like the size of my room, right? Like,
yeah.
But it's actually the size of a football field. It's quite large. I mean, it's not huge, but then because there's a lot of stuff that occurs up there.
I thought it was like the size of a football field end zone.
Yeah. 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 It's really quite big, actually. Which is weird. Question 8. What is the name of NASA's current program to return humans to the moon?
Artemis.
Artemis is correct. Good job. Now, Artemis is, what do you know about your Greek mythology? Who is Artemis? Do you remember?
Goddess of the hunt and childbirth.
Okay. Do you know who Artemis is related to?
Zeus.
Close.
Apollo.
Yeah. Yeah. Artemis is the twin sister of Apollo.
I knew that.
You knew that? Yeah. He knows that.
Thank you, Kenny Curtis.
He knows all of his Greek mythology. Question 9. Which private company owned by Elon Musk created the Falcon 9 rocket?
SpaceX.
SpaceX is correct. So they were the first, and this is actually pretty wild stuff. They were the first to land a rocket booster vertically back on Earth so that they could use it again. Because these rockets that they build are like hundreds of feet tall and take thousands and thousands of gallons of jet fuel to run. But they're really expensive to build, right? Like all the different components are really, really expensive. So if they can reuse the rocket, that saves money and overall just less resources for everything. So they were able to actually send a rocket up and then bring it back down and land it vertically to ready to go up again. Pretty wild. Question 10. In space exploration, what is the meaning of the Goldilocks zone?
The perfect spot from the sun where you're not getting burnt to ashes and not being too cold.
Correct. Yeah, yeah, very good.
The perfect spot.
The area around a star where it's not too hot and not too cold for liquid water to exist. That's the idea. Very nice job. And that's going to do it for the Mind Mover round. Emmett's doing great. Some of those questions were a little more difficult, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's okay. You did awesome. But now, folks, I got to warn you, the questions are going to be as difficult as we can make them. I scoured the internet far and wide to find these questions. These are the hardest questions I could come up with. We call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question 11. How many minutes does it take for light from the sun to reach Earth?
Ten minutes.
Fabulous guess. Very close, but incorrect. The answer is 8 minutes. So light from the sun takes 8 minutes to return to Earth.
It's very specific.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's very specific distance. Question 12. What do we call the glowing lights seen near the Earth's poles caused by solar winds?
The Northern Lights.
The Northern Lights.
Or Aurora Borealis.
Okay. We're going to give it to you. This is a very close answer. You actually got half of it correct. Correct. The answer is just auroras because I don't know if you know, but there's southern lights too. We just don't spend any time at the southern pole, right?
You care about Antarctica.
But there are northern and southern lights, so they call those the auroras, or like you said, the aurora borealis. Good job. Question 13. If you are standing on the moon and look up, what color is the sky during the daytime?
Purple.
Purple is incorrect. Do you want another guess?
Sure.
What's your other guess?
White.
White. Okay, another good guess. Incorrect as well. The answer is during the daytime on the moon, the sky is black. So on Earth, the sky is blue because we have an atmosphere that scatters the sunlight. And in the moon, there is no atmosphere. So the sky stays black even when the sun is shining. There's nothing to refract and bend the light around to make it blue. So a lot of times you get blue because it's reflecting off of the water and other things. But yeah, it's on the moon, there is no atmosphere. So it's just black all the time. That'd be kind of crazy to live where you don't have a sky that has colors. It's mainly just black. Pretty weird. Question 14. In space travel, the acronym LEO stands for Low Earth Blank.
Organisms.
Organisms. Awesome answer. I love it. Incorrect. The answer is low Earth orbit. Orbit. So if you can think about it, what does orbit mean?
Revolving.
Yeah. Like orbit means that there are things revolving. So low Earth orbit, meaning it's revolving low, closer to the Earth. So it's a revolving or orbiting Earth at a low altitude. So things like the International Space Station are in low Earth orbit. So they're just outside where space is there, and it's you're keeping things within the orbit, but you haven't completely broken out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where most of the satellites live. That's where the International Space Station is, low Earth orbit. And finally, question 15. Which 1995 movie tells the true story of a successful failure mission where three astronauts had to survive a broken spacecraft on the way to the moon?
Apollo 11.
Apollo 11 is painfully close, but incorrect.
Apollo 13.
Apollo 13 is correct. Very good. Yes, the answer is Apollo 13, starring one of our favorite actors, Tom Hanks. He was in that one.
Woody.
Woody. Yep, Woody was in Apollo 13. So to film the zero gravity scenes in Apollo 13, the actors flew in a really special plane that they call the Vomit Comet. And what it does is it goes up in the air, and then what they do is they dive really fast, and it can last for a good amount of seconds. So they can recreate weightlessness for about 25 seconds. So like while the plane is diving, they get out of their stuff and they can actually float for about 25 seconds at a time. That's how they filmed a lot of the weightless space stuff. Can you imagine like all that prep to go 25 seconds at a time?
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. And that's going to do it, folks, for space exploration trivia. Emma did great. You're pretty well good on your prediction. You got about what, 8 or 9?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. Well, hopefully you enjoyed this at home. Did you enjoy the trivia, bud?
Yes.
Yeah. So hopefully you did at home as well. If you enjoyed this, or if you enjoy any of the episodes, we would really appreciate a 5-star review and any comments that you could leave on the app that you are listening on. Those reviews and comments help us to find other trivia-loving families just like yourselves. Also, you can find us on social media and on Facebook and on Instagram at DadLadTrivia. Get on there, send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. Any parting words about space exploration that you want to share with the listeners?
No.
Okay. Well, we are living in kind of some extraordinary times. Technology is advancing really, really fast, and we are on the cusp of some really cool technological and space travel milestones, we'll
technology.
So it's very, very cool. The Artemis 2 mission just touched back down. So if you're listening to this years from now, from the future, this is where we're living right now. And hopefully When you're listening to this, we're a day closer and a step closer to putting some people on the moon and eventually even putting them on Mars. So that's pretty cool. Would you ever live on Mars if you got the opportunity?
No, I like it down here.
You like it down here? Yeah, I don't like rust that much. So
I don't want tetanus.
That's true. All right, folks, thank you so much for listening each and every week. We wouldn't do this without your support, and we thank you. Until next time, we'll see you later.
Alligators.